Rich countries have well-developed social security or pension systems of one sort or another. It is worth asking if such a thing is even conceivable in a middle or low-income country. The answer is yes. Bolivia is one of the poorest countries in Latin America. Nilda, at 68, had no source of income. She heard that there was a state pension. Older people could receive an annual payment of about $217. She lived in a rural area, and the pension was available from a bank in an urban area. About to make the trek to collect it, she was told she needed an identification document to register for the pension, but she didn't have one. About one-sixth of Bolivians, almost all rural-born indigenous people, had no birth certificate or identity document. Without it, they did not exist in the system. HelpAge International, an NGO, supports legal centers in Bolivia that help people obtain birth certificates. For Nilda, the steps were, first, birth certificate, second, pension, and then transformation of her life. The pension was way below average income for the country, but it was enough for household expenses and basic medications. For some of Nilda's neighbors, the pension was a lifeline of another sort. It provided a small amount of capital for income-generating activities or to help their children do the same. Bolivia is not alone among poorer countries. When we were conducting the Commission on Social Determinants of Health, we were given evidence of pension schemes in low- and middle-income countries from A to V, Argentina to Vietnam, including, among others, Bangladesh, Botswana, Nepal, and Uruguay. That said, only about 65% of people in Latin America are covered by pension schemes, 20% in South Asia, and less than 10% in sub-Saharan Africa. Where contributory pension schemes, to which the employee and employer contribute, fall short, some form of social scheme provided by the state is necessary. Now, more than 100 countries have social pension schemes.